Identifying the key exposures, we all know these: privacy breaches, network interruption, cyber extortion, vendor management, vendor breach risks. It's not just your own network you have to care about. You need to care about any other network that has access to your network. And many experts agree that it's really almost a higher risk of the networks that are open to your network as keeping your own network in train. So contractual requirements, indemnities, and managing those contracts with third-party vendors is extremely important. Data loss through property damage and property bodily injury and property damage is starting to become a much more common theme. Cyber attacks are not just about privacy, and they're not just about financial loss from business interruption anymore. There are certainly clear consequences for critical infrastructure industries, where if their networks go down, there can certainly be significant property damage or bodily injury. Many will know about the dam in New York that was hacked into, and they accessed the operating system. So that's certainly a growing area. Again, you know, we all have to have snappy questions to ask when we're looking at a cyber breach. I think one of the most useful ways to look at it from a risk management perspective is to really look at it on an organisational standpoint as from an allocation of capital question: what is the likely frequency and severity of cyber events? Often cyber events can be very common and of low severity, or they can be very uncommon but of high severity. There's a lot of modelling that's going on at the moment and analytics to quantify these issues. We speak to CFOs all of the time, and what it comes down to is, how do you want to allocate your capital? Do you want to put it towards, information security? Do you want to put it towards insurance premium?